Great.
And it's Bukley.
Bukley.
Bukley. Great.
Like puke and then Lee, but with a B. That's how I
puke
tell
and Lee, but with a
yeah,
B.
Bukley, but Bukley. That's how I always used to tell students when I was a teacher that it was like puke.
That resonates with kids.
Yeah,
I'm sure
they do.
They love bodily functions. Mm-hmm. The young people. It's yeah, hilarious. It's iPhones and bodily functions mm-hmm. with them.
I think it doesn't go away. Honestly, somebody farted during my set the other night, and it crushed harder than any joke I did. And that was a middle-aged man, so I don't really think it.
I think it
carries through.
The idiot at meetings when somebody's like, "Well, what we should do." Do this, and I'm like, hee, you said you do.
Yeah,
I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, awesome. Well, let's talk dancing. I know so little.
Oh yeah, no, and the beauty of this show is that knowing anything about anything doesn't really help.
Good.
That's kind of the point. So
good.
So yeah, we'll just have some fun with it. Hello and welcome to A Vague Idea. This is a comedy game show podcast hosted by me, Nate Regolia. Each week, I subject my guests to a list of topics to find out if they have a vague idea. With me, as always, is Shannon Page. Shannon! Hello!
Hi, Nate!
Hey!
Hello.
Let's get higher and crackier!
Nate!
Hey! How are you?
I'm great. I'm a little out of breath because I was hurrying to get here.
We appreciate your hustle.
You supplied me with a beer and now I'm sitting.
Yeah.
So everything's great.
We got sits. We got beers. I'll talk to you about something later. It's not a big deal.
Is it about my shirt?
No, it's well, wait, is it about your shirt? What does your shirt say?
It's two little emoji guys giving themselves a high five.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I think it's about whether you know someone else who works at Ibotta that I saw on Facebook today post that they were at the holiday party or some kind of shindig that happened recently.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that off the
air. Yeah, we'll do that later. our special guest this week is Christy Bukley.
Yes,
she is
hello.
A local comedian. Christy, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming to our murder basement and trusting us.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, it was like a big ask because I don't know you guys. Happy to meet you. It seems good so far, everyone. But I did on my way here wonder to myself, like, I don't know where I'm going. It could be the person's house. I could be headed to my own murder, and we don't know. And so far, seems pretty cool. So thank you for not murdering.
Oh, no, hey, you're welcome. I think that's the least we can ask of anyone any day.
The restraint you're showing is just amazing.
There's a lot of churning ferocity under the surface. Thank you for being a person who I messaged cold on Facebook, and you were like, yeah, I like podcasts. That sounds fun.
Yeah,
great.
I do love podcasting. So it's like, oh, you want to talk to me? Okay.
Yeah.
And I can just run over.
So did you do the thing, though, where you're like, this is where I'm going if you don't hear from me in an hour?
I did think about it, and then I was like, nope, just trust the universe.
Wow.
If you're supposed to die today, that's how it's supposed to be.
I am impressed and also scared for you.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
from us, but
you
know, for
usually
future
I'm much
situations.
More. Usually I'm much more careful, but I just didn't have time today to be safe, you know?
Yeah. Hey, you know.
So
yeah.
busy.
Some days it's like, nah, I just got to jump into the fire and hope.
Yep. step out. The floor will be there to meet you.
So you also teach stand-up.
I do. I teach stand-up at Voodoo Comedy on it's on 22nd between Lawrence and Larimer, if you've been there.
It's a great venue.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's traditionally an improv theater, and that's the classes, but I started the stand-up program here back in May, and we're starting to build that up, and it's been going good. I have a background in teaching, so it's been really cool to bring that to stand-up, which I love so much.
I
got my degree in teaching, and then the economy collapsed, and teaching became the most unrealistic.
Oh yeah.
Financially,
the children of the future,
job.
But we don't give a fuck about
yeah,
the future.
Like I can't afford to help them, and so it's been really cool to bring that to stand up, which is something I love so much, and I really think that it can bring positivity to everyone's life, even if they don't continue doing stand up.
Oh
so,
yeah,
yes,
that's very cool.
I love
that's
it.
Very cool. Does your teaching style include unfurling an unlabeled map and forcing your students to point where the Ukraine is and then berating them after?
No,
that would be the improv class, probably.
Yeah, that's improv. Yep, yep. That's called negative. Actually, they would never be so mean in improv. That's the big.
Right.
I tried to take improv, but
it's
they were
yes
all
and.
They were also like supportive and like clapping for each other, and I was like, I don't. it. I don't like it.
I don't think a dentist would be on a surfboard at all. You guys are wrong.
I was like, stop clapping. What? This isn't realistic. They're like, use your imagination. I was like, I can't stop. Don't do it to me.
I love in BoJack Horseman when Todd starts doing improv classes and it turns out it's just a big cult.
Yes.
That's kind of how I feel about the UCB.
Like, yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah.
It is a little bit like that, but as far as any organized religion goes, I mean,
it's a pretty good one.
Theirs is cool, you know?
Yeah.
People get a lot from it. They build relationships.
It's very positive. They don't make you like sign over your house or anything.
No weird sex stuff that I know of.
There are some cool podcasts that have come out of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, maybe I want to join that.
Yeah.
I have a girl in my stand-up class right now that her dad was a cult leader and she grew up in a cult, and wow. I cannot wait to hear her jokes.
I have a friend who also grew up in a cult
that
of sorts.
So...
And he was, at times during his youth, told that he was the second coming of Jesus.
Whoa!
And lived with that well into his teens, which is pretty intense.
That is intense.
Yeah.
How do you recover from that?
I mean, he's done a really remarkable job, I have
We're
to say.
We're proud of you,
but
buddy.
Holy shit. Yeah. Wowzers.
She seems real normal, too. I'm like, how did we... That's literally what we were all like, okay, but how did you get here from there? That's the joke we want to hear. And she's like, okay, yeah, I can explain that probably. And we're like, in a minute joke, probably? Can you? She's like, oh, probably not. It's a long journey.
It's your first special.
Heard...
Yes.
Yes.
Have you guys heard of a murder basement?
Yes.
It's a good way to cope. So this week we're going to do a show about dancing. That's the theme.
I'm excited.
And,
it's one of the things I'm most terrible at, but I do pretty often, actually. So I'm excited to be here.
Do you often do it like no one's watching?
Yeah. I mean, my friend Janae Burris, also a very funny comedian in town, she wants to go dancing at least once a week.
Right on.
So that's her plan. And I never improve by any means, or
there's no improving.
No.
I feel like laughing and dancing are two things that you just got to let them happen.
Yeah.
And I hate people that make fun of the way people dance and the way people laugh.
Yes.
I'm like, no, it's like pure joy. It's pure like being happy. Mm-hmm.
Hate that when people are like, oh, that dancing is embarrassing. It's like, I'm trying to move my body to music and just forget about the fact that I'm going to die. Can you just leave me alone right now?
Like, I'm just expressing myself through movement.
Yeah, it feels great.
I flail around like a Muppet.
I love it.
It's pretty
you
much
should.
Like Kermit the Frog. Just
yeah.
My wrists are limp, but my arms are moving on sticks.
He's doing a very funny visual bit where he looks like a marionette right now. You guys should see it.
Yeah, this is good for the medium. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Janae's awesome too, by the way. I've seen her open at Comedy Works a couple of times, and she's fantastic.
Shout out to Janae. Good job.
Yeah, shout out to Janae. So you have a choice, Christy, whether you want to go first in picking 1 through 10 from the list, or whether you want Shannon to go first.
Ooh, I will go second.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good move. It's a good move.
I want to see how this works.
Yeah.
And then I'll feel more confident in bombing after that.
The beauty is you can't really bomb. I rarely give 0 points to anything. So
perfect.
It's convenient. Shannon, 1 through 10.
All right. I'll go with number 3.
Number 3. Okay. Shannon, do you have a vague idea about Top Rock?
Top Rock.
Yeah. All one word. TOPROCK. Top Rock.
Yeah. So in New York, there's a building, 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when people go to the roof of that building after Saturday Night Live, actually. This is the comedy and dancing combined.
Sure, yeah,
and,
yeah.
That's where they have...
We had a great show. Yeah. Aerosmith, thank you, et cetera.
And before they go to the after party, they go up to the roof and they do a little rock out dance party. And that they call it the Top Rock.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I hope
All right.
that's real. I want it to be real now. Can it be? Okay.
This is very good, Shannon. Christy, what do you think about Top Rock?
I was... Okay. Do you have a content, like... restrictions? This won't be dirty, probably. Okay.
No, you can say whatever you want. We're explicit as fuck.
Okay, good.
Enjoy.
There we go.
Enjoy.
We set the bar at hate crimes.
Yeah, I won't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's
I'm not gonna
let's
go.
Not call for the genocide of anyone other than the president, specifically,
which
isn't really
that.
A genocide, but we can still.
He'll call it a genocide because he doesn't understand words, but okay. Top Rock to me seems like the kind of rock only the tops of gay relationships. I want it to be a band, but okay. They're all the members of the band are gay men. They're fabulous, and they're all tops. That's what I want it to be.
Cool. So there's a lot, but there's a lot of creative conflict because they're all tops.
Yes.
No one's willing to just be like, okay, I'll play bass.
That's
everybody wants to play lead guitar.
Yeah. Well, that's why. Yeah. Well, that's also why it's beautiful, because they can't really date within their band, which you shouldn't date your band members anyways.
No.
So it's like
it only works with Fleetwood Mac and nothing else.
Yes.
Actually, that band, the Top Rock band, performs at the Top Rock dance party.
That is now amazing.
We're weaving
creating
a tapestry.
The world we want to see.
That's what the show's about.
Awesome.
It's about really just generating realities.
Perfect.
So neither of you guys are correct, but Top Rock is a major element of b-boying and b-girling, breakdancing. It generally refers to foot movement performed from a standing position relying on a mixture of coordination, flexibility, rhythm, and most importantly, style.
Ooh.
So it's kind of the introductory breakdance move, like you're kind of doing a thing.
The one where they're like hopping around on the feet before
they go. Yeah, you're
kind of
doing
down.
The Top Rock, and then you're going to spin, and then you're going to do the other stuff.
That's my whole breakdancing move, is I just do that like thing where you go back and forth for like...
Yeah, so you just Top Rock.
Yeah.
You just Top Rock.
It's
all
like
the time.
It looks
and
like
I'm like it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Yeah, and then I'm like, oh no, no.
It mind. Looks like one of the fighters from Street Fighter, the one that's like doing capoeira almost.
Yes.
yeah. Awesome.
It's great. It's like
rocking.
He's surfing on a flat surface. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's Top Rocking.
It looks like he's on an elliptical, but not. He's not on an elliptical. That's kind of what it looks like to me. Yeah.
Very good. 4 points each.
Oh, thank
good
you
job.
So much. Yes.
So, Christy, it's your turn, and you will pick 1 through 9.
I will pick number 9.
Number
please.
9. All right, we're going to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Yay.
For Fuck, Marry, Kill this week, you guys have to decide whether you will fuck, marry, or kill the following people: Ted Danson, Hugh Dancy, or Dancer the Reindeer.
Okay.
Will you tell us who the second one is?
Hugh Dancy is, I think, married to Claire Danes.
Oh.
He was in something.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with... Kill.
He was in Hannibal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which one?
The TV show.
No. The which character?
Oh, Hugh Dancy.
Which
which character? Will Graham.
Oh,
the criminal profiler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, there you go. glad I cleared that up quickly.
Okay. I already know. Easy.
Hit
answer.
It.
Kill a dancer for the meat, of course.
Yeah. All the fucking, you're going to need to eat something. So it makes sense. Yeah.
Fuck Ted Danson, because I can still see him as Sam from Cheers, and he knew how to wear those Levi's.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dancy, you sound like a great partner to Claire. I'll marry you too. Let's do it.
Great. Yeah, I mean, as far as Ted Danson's concerned, too, tall man, you got to climb that tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Shannon, who are you going to fuck? Who are you going to marry? Who are you going to kill?
I'm going to marry Ted Danson.
Okay.
Because not only Sam Malone, but also Michael from The Good Place.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hang out with him. Like, he just seems like he'd be a lot of fun.
He's on the new Curb Your Enthusiasm, too. He's great.
Oh, nice.
He's great.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
I always liked him in Bored to Death a lot, too.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
He seems like he'd be really fun to hang out with. He'd be a great life partner, I think. I'm into the Ted Danson. I'm going to fuck the guy from Hannibal, because I don't know much about him, but he's pretty.
Yeah.
And then, I was also thinking some good venison.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
I'm into that. It's a little gamey, but I think it's worth it if you're hungry.
But it's magically gamey, right?
That's
true. It's a flying reindeer.
That's true.
So I imagine a little less gamey than one that has to walk all the time.
And I'm not going to feel bad about it, because he made fun of Rudolph. So fuck that guy.
Yeah, maybe don't be a bully, okay?
Involved in the reindeer games.
Bullies get eaten.
Yeah, that's right. Let's all honor First Lady Melania's anti-bullying campaign kill that reindeer.
That should be the new tagline. Bullies get eaten.
Yeah. After we eat the rich. Shannon, 3.5 points. Christy, 3 points.
Thank you.
Shannon, 1 through 8.
I'll go with number 1.
Number 1. All right. Do you have a vague idea about Swan Lake?
It's a ballet.
Yeah.
I think a girl is a swan, and then she's a girl, and there's a prince, because that's how fairy tales usually go.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be confused with Black Swan, which is another ballet involving a swan. Or maybe they're the same. I don't know. but it's kind of one of those famous ones that you always hear about, like go see the Nutcracker, go see Swan Lake.
Have you ever seen Swan Lake?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's possible. I know that my mom makes me go see the Nutcracker with her like every other Christmas, and I usually fall asleep. So at some point they could have changed and start doing Swan Lake. I wouldn't know.
They're just doing like a jazz standard of Swan Lake in the middle of it.
Yeah.
They're like, here, we're going to do the sequence.
It's a ballet mashup.
Like, yeah. Ooh, ballet mashup. This is a business idea.
Copyright.
Yeah.
Copyright.
Copyright a vague idea. Okay, Christy, Swan Lake, what do you know?
I know so little. It is a ballet, yes. I feel like Black Swan is like where she wants to be in Swan Lake.
Is it Swan Lake?
But I don't, probably not. I don't know. As soon as you said that, though, all I can think about is Natalie Portman pulling that feather out of her skin. Like,
There's a lot of, in the peeling skin around the fingernails and stuff.
Yeah, it was
lots
really,
of stuff bothered me.
That one was, but it was great acting in that movie. I know we're not talking about Swan Lake anymore, but.
It might be. We don't know.
It might be. It might be. The costumes were great. I really applaud the strength that ballerinas have to do and the rigor they put their bodies through. It, like, blows my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats. Like, I had a Mountain Dew today, and they probably haven't had a Mountain Dew in 20 years. And so, like, you're living a hard life, and we appreciate your art.
They may well have been beaten for having a Mountain Dew
yes.
at some point, depending on the coaching situation.
I took a ballet for old women that wish that they had been ballerinas when they were little girls class at the Denver Performing Arts
that
Complex
sounds so
or whatever.
Fun.
It was really fun, but it was also really sad because we were all trying our best, but you could tell none of us could stretch or reach or do anything, and the teacher was just shaking her head the whole time. Oh, it was really sad.
Did she not expect that?
Because it's like either you volunteered or this is like the short straw for ballet teachers. They're like, well, you got to go teach the remedial class.
No, I think she knew what she was getting into, but maybe not how bad it would be. Because she'd be like, plie, and we'd all be like falling over. And she'd be like, okay, get up.
Have you done a bar class? I've never done one.
I did one time, and I had to leave after like 10 minutes because it hurt so bad.
It was so bad.
But Nate's wife like teaches it.
She did. She doesn't teach it anymore.
Isn't there ballet elements to bar
class?
Yeah,
it's a lot of the foot positions, and then it's just kind of short repetitive motions. Uh-huh. So you just like do this with a 2-pound weight in your arm for like a lot of reps until you burn and everything.
Get up on your toes. Go down.
That's really good for toning though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
You don't and you won't bulk up. I get it. I'm in on the bar life.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's why I don't do it, because I want to bulk up.
Hashtag bar life.
Hashtag bar life.
.instagram.org.
Hashtag Swan Lake, maybe.
You guys are both correct about it being involved with Black Swan. That is what it is. Natalie Portman
well,
wants
incorrect.
To play.
I said it was.
Well, I know, but you started to say was, and then you backed out. Oh. Anyway.
No, I believe I started with not to be confused with.
Well, they're not the same thing.
The pressure.
But in any case, so there's Princess Odette is the Swan Queen, and she becomes the Swan Princess or something. I don't know. And then there's a prince, and there's Odile, the Black Swan, as well.
Oh.
So you've got your nice little conflict of different colored swans.
Is there really black swans?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I think they're really, really rare. And the only swans I've ever seen in my life were in London. When we were there in April this last year, where I was
really?
Like, whoa, swans, amazing. They're really pretty.
They're pretty vicious, though.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, they're like, they're not
cool. Yeah, I'm like not a bird. I kind of don't like birds at all, so.
You don't like hideous dinosaur creatures that walk among us?
Nope. No, they're so aggressive. They're so entitled. Those geese that walk just across the street in City Park, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
They're just like pooping at you.
Yeah.
I used to ride my bike around City Park a lot, and you just kind of do this thing where you're like weaving through them.
Yeah.
And they don't even move. They don't even care.
The boldness.
They're like, I'm not gonna,
God.
Yeah.
Wish I had the confidence of a City Park goose.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I really should.
Add that to your lessons.
Mm-hmm. I do talk about fear and confidence, so I probably will, actually. I think that's
don't
so
be
true.
A duck, kids. Be a goose.
Yeah, just get up there. You know when you're going through down the road and they're just like, I don't give a fuck. Who are you? That's how you
trip.
Need to do. Yeah. That's how you need to approach stand-up comedy, which is not wrong. Honestly, this is a perfect like energy to bring to the stage.
So I've covered you in syrup and birdseed, and you just have to sit here and don't be afraid. Uh-huh. This is how if you can survive this. Mm-hmm. It's like
you're
it's
being
like,
jumped in to comedy, yeah. Which is its own cult, honestly.
Oh, it's got to be, right?
Yes.
Jeez. Great job, guys. Christy, 1.5 points. Shannon, 1 point.
Oh my God, we're tied.
And Christy, we're back to you. 1 through 7.
I will pick 7. Please.
Number 7. All right. Do you have a vague idea about Dances with Wolves?
Oh, yes.
All right.
I do have a vague idea. Or a pretty. I feel like this movie was watched a lot in my home. I can never get out the very first scene where he has like they're gonna about to cut off his leg because he's in a Civil War battle, and then he puts his boot on and rides away. Like, whew, it looks so painful. I will say this: the dancing with the wolf part, probably the best part of the movie. I can get why they called it that. So, good call. I can also every time I think back, I can only think of all the dead buffaloes that like all the. Like that part. Sorry, aww, I'm supposed to bring the humor to this. But,
no, like, we can.
But
be
that's
real.
All I think about yeah. is that part. And
tragedy plus time.
But also, I think that this is a great time for me to bring up my new political stance, which is Kevin Costner is a bad actor. So there we go.
I don't disagree.
He's so bad. Like, what is happening? How has he done this over and over? Fooled people over and over. He's not. There's zero range. Zero range. Zero. Like, him being a recluse with, like, shy and scared to talk to people, like, that was the perfect role for him. And they've tried to give him other ones. And it's like, no, it's just, he's just a guy on the prairie that doesn't want to talk about.
Baseball movies.
Too. Yeah.
Oh,
recluse
yeah, yeah.
on the plains and baseball player that doesn't know anything.
Yeah,
I thought you were
Dreams. Field of Dreams is a very good movie, but I don't think
not
it's good
of
because of him.
Yeah.
Oh no,
not at all.
I mean, it's James Earl Jones carries that movie.
Yeah, yeah. Who's the other? Who's the guy that Ray Liotta? Who's the guy who's the base?
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're the real stars.
Yeah.
Even his daughter Abbie Hoffman, who is called you know deep. For that one, but that's his daughter. She's good. That movie succeeded despite you, not because of you, Kevin Costner. I'm coming after you in your acting career.
After all he's given us, from Waterworld to The Postman.
I do like Waterworld, but I think it's for all the wrong reasons.
Oh yeah, no, Waterworld is comedy gold now. Uh-huh. Just because of yeah. the debacle that it was. Yeah, I mean, there's a reason Kevin Costner was cut out of what's the movie he was cut out of,
where
he dies at
the
beginning.
Big Chill.
Yeah, The Big Chill.
Oh
yeah, one of the seminal, like,
he's the guy that died, that's the reason they all get together.
He's the friend. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But there's good. Like, there's supposedly like 15 minutes of before he dies scenes,
and
that
they were just
like,
nah.
Like, no.
Nope.
You're not believable as anything but a corpse, Kevin.
Yeah.
We're
that
sorry.
Is the truest thing I've ever heard, honestly. Oh, God. Anyways.
But man, those smoldering eyes, you know?
Nope.
I don't know. I think our mothers probably really had the hots for Kevin.
Well,
yeah.
I
can remember my mom being like, meow.
I'm going to go the other way. So when I was in the 8th grade, I kept a photograph scrapbook of movie stars that I thought were cute.
Mm.
And Kevin Costner had a lot of pages in that.
Wow.
Because of Dances with Wolves, I had the Dances with Wolves poster on my wall in my teenage bedroom. Yeah. I had the Dances with Wolves and the Robin Hood soundtrack.
Oh yeah, Robin
well,
Hood.
That,
oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that's Bryan Adams though. I don't even think that's yeah. him.
Well, it's one Bryan Adams song and then a lot of orchestral music mm-hmm, that when mm-hmm. you're in eighth grade.
Everything I do, I do it for you.
I mean, that's a great song.
You've also got the Christian Slater contrast to Kevin
and
Costner.
I had the Christian
which, you know, you needed that boyish impetuousness to go against his stern Morgan Freeman loving
yeah, his lack of
situation
range, acting range.
But then here's how it gets worse: is that I graduated from the photo scrapbook to a video scrapbook, and I would keep a videotape in the VCR, and whenever E or Entertainment Television or something was showing a clip of Kevin Costner, I would run to the TV and press record, and I always kept it so that it was ready to go. And then I had like this VCR tape.
What did
full of Kevin Costner clips?
What'd you like? Just his just his face?
He was just dreamy. He was dreamy.
I'll accept it.
Do you still have the tape?
Because
I kind of feel like this is an eBay goldmine.
I wish I did.
Kevin Costner archival footage tape.
I feel like I probably do somewhere. I need to go through it. But yeah, it would be many terrible like Entertainment Tonight clips of Kevin Costner with no range being like, yeah, I'm in a movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was
That's actually a clip from every of the movies. Each of the movies.
Yep.
Yes, I am in a movie. This one is about baseball ghosts.
He does. It's like something with the tone of his voice, too, though, that is draws him. Like, his voice is very, like, if you heard it, you'd be like, that's Kevin Costner. So I get that part, but, like, that's kind of it for me, personally. But
as far as Dances with Wolves go, let's also point out that Stands with a Fist, his female love interest, was played by... one of the Marys, Mary Elizabeth Mastriantonio.
Mary McDonnell.
Mary McDonnell. Yeah. I can't ever keep them straight.
Not a Native American lady.
Woman.
If you go back, she was kidnapped. She wasn't supposed to be Native American.
Oh, really?
She was an adopted. Oh, yeah, that's right. She was an adopted
kidnapped
daughter.
Or something.
Mm-hmm. I feel better about that.
Or like deserted or something. I want to say I'm an expert at this movie, but... kind of feels
you
like it now.
But let's spend the next 40 minutes talking about Dances with Wolves.
Break it down. Let's
I might be the one with the Kevin Costner video scrapbook, but you're the one that knows the plot better than I do.
Yeah. Yep. And you get to see his butt in that movie. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Butts are cool.
I do remember that being a prominent butt of pop culture value.
That was a big
It was
butt,
that and like Dennis Franz's butt was big.
Christian Slater in The Name of the Rose.
Yeah.
Those were my two big butts.
Man. And you cannot lie. 1990 American epic Western film starring Kevin Costner. It's an adaptation of a book of the same name by Michael Blake.
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to talk about the movie, not Kevin Costner.
It's fine. We all know what the movie's about. Uh-huh. It tells the story of Union Army Lieutenant John J. Dunbar, who travels the American frontier to find a military post and all of his dealings with a group of Lakota. The movie... cost $22 million and made $424 million, which is astounding.
Yeah, that's a good
I think my whole eighth grade class had to go see it for like history class, too.
What?
Because it's completely historically
accurate. Yeah, that's what it...
I think our history teacher's like, I don't know what to do with you guys.
She's like, I have a hangover. Yeah. it's the day after my birthday. They're making me work. Let's plan a field trip.
It's raining outside, so for Jim, we're going to watch Dances with Wolves. Because dancing is a physical activity. Great job. You're each getting, let's say, 2 points.
Yes!
Why not? We'll go that direction. Shannon.
Yes.
1 through 6.
I'll go with 3 again.
Number 3. Okay. From the makers of Pomme ou Pomme de Terre, it's La Chose Française Arbitraire. That's the arbitrary French game. The only thing French about it is the title. This week, you both have to answer a question. So, nobody puts baby in a corner. But that's not all. Where else can nobody put baby? Shannon.
Nobody can also put baby in a cellar.
Okay.
She does not like the dark, and she gets scared.
That makes sense. Yeah, I agree. Okay, Christy, where else can no one put baby?
Is this like part of the actual movie, or it's like whatever we think?
It's just whatever you think.
Okay.
Nate likes to go a little surrealist every now and then.
I love this movie so much that I'm like looking for the real right answer. I'm like, I don't want to do you like this.
Nobody
Jennifer
puts baby
Gray.
In a position where she has to carry a watermelon.
Nobody puts baby in another movie after that.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. Did you say you didn't want to do wrong by Jennifer Gray?
I know. I just did. It's not her fault. It's not her fault. I love that movie so much, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is a great movie. I probably have seen it like 250 times easily.
Yeah, easily. Easily.
We've talked about this before, but have you seen the Movies That Made Us series on Netflix?
Yep.
Fantastic.
Loved it.
Yep.
I loved
it. Shannon, you saw it, right?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, no, you got to watch it.
The first episode is on Dirty Dancing.
Yep.
It's so good.
Yep. Good job, guys. That was
What's your favorite part of Dirty Dancing, guys?
I mean, it's I Carried a Watermelon. Because that experience happens to me almost every
day.
Oh
yeah,
in my
you
life.
Feel that way all the time.
I think it's the just strangely choreographed like dance practice sequence that happens where he's gliding across the floor on his knees and everything, and it's just like this is so soft lit. How could this possibly be impromptu? But it's adorable, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh! No, when she goes to his cabin and like He turns on some Otis Redding. These arms of mine. I don't know how I'm singing so much. I'm not. This is not my thing. But I mean, I think that we just all came of age with that, with his shirt off. Oof. Also, we got to see a little bit of Swayze butt in that movie for talking butts. So
it's true.
Such a little bit, just a little bit as he's getting out of bed.
He does.
Yeah.
Like that movie and Roadhouse. There's a whole lot of like just sliding jeans on with no underwear. And you're just like, doop, and you just get that.
Little top part. So good.
Yep.
That is a great soundtrack too.
Oh yeah. I know if a song comes on that, I'm like, this isn't Dirty Dancing. I say it even now, every time. be my little baby, my one and only. I don't know the words after that, but
I went to a Dirty Dancing concert at Red Rocks where they brought in all the bands to just sing their one song.
Wow. Oh my God. I mean, that's an honor, I guess, for them, but also what a commuter nightmare.
It was like, a really weird concert.
Wait, we're going to go and play one song?
And my my parents wouldn't go with me. They made a babysitter go with me, and she was really bored. And
well, nobody puts babysitter in a concert.
Nobody puts babysitter in a concert. So that was a thing. There was a Dirty Dancing soundtrack tour.
That's phenomenal. We need photos from that Dirty Dancing
that
tour.
Does not exist.
No, you don't have any.
No, okay. I might have the video scrapbook. I definitely did not take any pictures.
I prefer the scrapbook, honestly.
Yeah, no, I think the scrapbook is still the most important thing.
Yeah,
we need to quickly transfer to digital and get it on Instagram.
Yeah, yes, please. Honestly, I'll just take a screen like. Film the screen. If you have a VCR, we can. It doesn't even have to be like good quality. Honestly, like
no, that's that works perfect. Mm-hmm. I like that little bit of
dig for that.
Refresh lines on the TV.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
my mom probably has it somewhere. I'll look for it. I'll look for
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you.
You guys both.
We're both sitting here just like okay,
go now.
Get it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just stop the show.
We'll
you
be
come
back.
Back.
All right, I'll be right back.
2 points each for La Chose Francaise Arbitraire. And Christy, we're back to you.
Okay.
1 through 5.
Number 2, please.
Number 2. We're going to play a brand new game. It's called Private Dancer, Tiny Dancer. So I'm going to read a lyric from one of those two songs, and you have to tell me whether it's Tiny Dancer or Private Dancer.
Okay.
Okay. So number 1, only you and you can hear me.
Private Dancer.
I'm sorry, it's Tiny Dancer. Tiny Dancer. All right, Shannon.
Private Dancer. No, I'll hear it first. I'll hear it first. How many of these are there?
4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you each get 2. Shannon, yours is, and you don't ask their names.
That is Private Dancer.
It is. It is Private Dancer. Yeah. Funny story about Private Dancer. When you look at the lyrics, it is very dark.
I don't know that song at all. I don't know that
I'm
song.
A private dancer. A dancer for money. It's Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
you want me to do.
Yeah, it is a startling sort of description of
being a stripper.
Yeah, being a stripper. Like, but it's so yeah. Anyway, it's very
with that voice and those legs, I'm into it.
Yeah,
thank you, Tina. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Christy, yours is American Express will do nicely. Thank you.
Well, that seems like it would be payment for a stripper. So I'm gonna go Private Dancer.
That is correct. Yes. Very good. Very good.
I was like, do they have American Express when Tiny Dancer came out? I don't even know.
I'm sure he's probably going to sell it to be an American Express commercial one of these days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's already been every other commercial.
Yeah.
Shannon, looking on, she sings the songs.
That's Tiny Dancer.
It sure is. Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. Christy, 1 point. Shannon, 2 points.
Nice job.
Woo.
All right. Shannon, 1 through 4.
2.
Number 2, do you have a vague idea about Step Up Revolution?
The Step Up franchise is a bunch of movies about breakdancers, and Magic Mike is in them, I think. And they do a lot of top rocking. And
nice. Good callback.
They dance as a crew, and Step Up Revolution is where they're taking it to the streets.
Okay.
Revolution style.
They finally overthrow the government with dance.
Yeah. We have been doing this whole thing wrong with the Trump administration.
Yeah. Marches don't work. We need to dance in the streets.
Yes. A lot more dance crews.
It's like a footloose situation where we just bring down the city ordinances one at a time.
It's not the worst idea.
Honestly, it sounds like a lot more fun.
Christy, what do you know about Step Up Revolution?
I have seen the first one. That one I have seen. I know you're correct. It is the dance. I think Revolution is where the girl that was his kid sister is actually like maybe the main character eventually. Like she's grown up, but that might just be wishful thinking. And I'm like, they should have done that because she was that little brunette girl that could like dance so good. And she was like in a lot of commercials and a lot of different things. I think she might have grown up and maybe she's in the movie.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll find out. But it's I don't know anything else other than the revolution, other than they do lots of turns. This is major turn choreography.
Oh, yeah. Revolution. They're revolving. Oh,
yes. Nice. Yes.
Nice. It was originally titled Step Up Rotation.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
they were like, that doesn't sound big enough.
Yes.
No, actually, it was originally titled Step Up Forever. It is the fourth installment. It's also known as Step Up for Miami Heat, which I'm sure the NBA just sued them. I don't really know. But yeah, it's from 2012. It is a 3D dance film.
Whoa.
What?
Let's see. I'm trying to think.
Somebody needs to make a midnight movie out of that.
Right?
Because how is it 3D if you're watching it at home?
I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
Unless you have a 3D TV. Unless you're one of the 9 people who bought 3D TVs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're all very sad. Yeah, this one takes place in Miami. There's a flash mob that shuts down Ocean Drive briefly by cutting off the street by dancing on cars to music blasted by DJ Penelope, played by Cleopatra Coleman. I don't know if any of these characters sound familiar to anyone.
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it to say whether the little girl grew up and was in this or not.
I think she's maybe in one of them, probably not that one.
All right, yeah. But Peter Gallagher's in it.
Okay.
Emily, a character in this movie, is her father is played by Peter Gallagher. So there you go.
Awesome. I bet he's wherever you can be. Stop dancing with that boy. Go to college. That's mm-hmm. my guess.
You need to go to college.
You need a real job.
How are we going to get...
Dancing's not going to pay the bills.
I'm accessible and eyebrowed. You love me. great job. That was good. Step Up Revolution, guys. 2 points each.
Thank you.
Let's get it real. And let's see. Christy, it's your turn again.
How many options do we have now?
We have three options.
Three options. I will take number one, please.
Number one. It's time for the Thunderdome. It's for thunder effect. Okay.
we'll put it in post.
Oh, yeah. Everything goes in post. So this week in the Thunderdome, you have to decide which of these two things wins in a battle to the death. You have Ashley Simpson's Saturday Night Live jig.
Okay.
Which I don't know if everybody remembers, but she was caught lip syncing and did a little jig. Versus Madonna falling in a cape at the O2 Arena. You're familiar with that one?
I don't know that one.
So there's a clip of Madonna singing. She's at the O2 Arena in London. She's wearing like a cape. The cape pulls back, and instead of maybe separating from her, it just pulls her off her feet and she flops backwards.
Oh.
So between these two things, who wins in a fight to the death?
This is so tough because
I know.
I think that Ashley Simpson's Pieces of Me album is one of the greatest pieces of art we've ever seen. And I don't think I'm saying that ironically. I can't decide, but I love that album.
Yeah.
But I don't like to say this publicly, but I hate Madonna. Truly don't like it. I'm sorry. I feel like I just lost fans. But I do feel like Madonna is much more powerful and she would definitely win. And I think that that's okay with me because I think Ashley Simpson's best art is probably behind her.
Okay. Yeah. So it's sort of like you're watching the Globetrotters just like beat the hell out of a bunch of 50-year-old guys that play basketball in high school, maybe.
Yes. Yep.
And you're like, yeah, you guys were great in high school. You were so talented, but man, you're getting whooped now.
I mean, I also think that Madonna's best art is probably behind her too, but she's just earned the right to chill now, I think.
She's got that royalty status.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Good answer. Good answer. Thank Shannon, what do you think?
I'm going to go with just the nature of the faux pas. Is it a faux pas? I don't know. But one of them is a falling and one of them is a jig. So I'm going to say that the jig wins.
Oh, yeah.
Because the jig is going to dance all over the fallen. So Ashley's just going to jig her way over fallen down Madonna.
All right.
Also, she's do you remember that jig?
It was so awkward.
Well, it was the
It was like hardly a jig. Also, it's like why did you choose that? Because like you're not even good at that. Like
it's like she had watched Michael Flaherty, Lord of the Dance, the night before, and she was trying to do some
I feel like I could jig better, and my legs are literally broken. That's my thing, you guys. I talk about my disability on stage, and I think I could jig better than that. So,
but by the pure nature of how terrible it was, I'm gonna give it the win.
My God. Yeah, that was a hard fall for her, man.
Like rewatching that where you see the moment of realization, like, oh, I'm fucked. And then there's a part of me that thinks I might default to a jig in a similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
I just
don't know what you're going to do in those situations that are like things are not going well.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen people panic in some weird situations before. Luckily, I'm a little bit more trained to not like freak out in those, but like I can understand it for sure.
You're on stage at Saturday Night Live. Yeah. You're doing your second song. You lip synced your first song and you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
Here it comes again.
Me and my friends on New Year's Eve often, we watch the Mariah Carey like when she was supposed to do New Year's Eve and she was like, I can't hear it. I don't know the words. She like didn't know the words to her own songs and stuff. And it was like so bad. And like she seemed drunk. People had to like, the guys had to like carry her like down the stairs and stuff. And then we watch that every New Year's. That one would be both of those, honestly. I know that she's not in the battle, but she's the undefeated champ.
If that's your answer, that's a good answer.
Yeah. No, that's a really good answer. That's sort of just, we've set up a tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Madonna thing really looks like it hurts, too, in the video. Like, it's real, like, oh,
when
fuck.
Was this?
Like, a year ago, maybe.
Oh, God.
She felt that for a while. Yeah, it's probably not, like, where...
Yeah, I'm just happy she didn't. Yeah, I'm just happy that she's in good enough shape to like not have that hurt so bad.
Right.
Ugh.
She still do Kabbalah? Is that a thing she still does? Or was that just a phase in like the early 2000s?
I think that was just a phase.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. For a lot of people.
Yeah. All right. Christy, 3 points. Shannon, 2.5 points. Shannon, 1 or 2?
I'll go with number one.
Number one. Do you have a vague idea about a dance card?
Oh, yes. Let me get there. It's something, I'm going to say it's from like a World War II era kind of situation where you would go and people would actually ask you to dance and you would have to put them on your dance card. And if your dance card was full, you'd be like, sorry, I can't dance with you tonight. And then I think that became kind of a phrase, like, I'm sorry, I can't hang out with you. My dance card is full.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. That's a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah. It's kind of the equivalent of, you know, when people are playing pool at the bar and you're like, put the quarters, you're like, I got next. It's kind of like that. I think.
So you just stack quarters on a debutante at a ball?
Exactly.
You're like, okay, I got next.
Yes, exactly. That's it. That is exactly what it is, except for women. So good job, 1940s. We're not surprised.
Well, hey, at least we only did it that way.
Are they allowed to say no, though? Like, are they allowed to be like, please don't sign my card?
I'm pretty sure you were allowed in like a ball setting to like deny somebody.
I hope
so. You know,
I would guess not.
It looks like I think
I'm an optimist.
Does it look a lot like I would think not. Like I would think like, oh, somebody doesn't want a husband if you're not fielding all options. Like that's how they were thinking. I don't know, but it does remind me of a library card situation where you remember back in grade school you could pull it out and see who else had seen.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish that we had that for sexual partners. Let me see your dance card before I get naked, please. Yeah. That would be kind of helpful for me, honestly. What if it had to be on your Tinder profile?
Oh my God. Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God.
Wow, there's a lot of ooh. Yeah.
that was my babysitter 10 years ago. And
your dance card's so full, I'm actually writing on the back. What's happening here?
We're just stamping inside the cover of the book now. Yes. I had in my elementary school we had a copy of the Muppet Show book, which I checked out an entire card full because I liked the book so much.
Yes.
And I kept that card. I don't know if I still have it. It's certainly not a Kevin Costner mixtape, but it's but it's an artifact of my obsessive youth.
Yes.
I feel like there's probably some grandparents with a romantic story about how like your grandfather filled up my dance card.
Well, I think that's the other thing too, is right, like someone could just like fill it up from whatever, right? So you'd be like, I like you.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, just, you know, quotes down the line. Yeah. I'm not going to write my name every single time.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like you that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say,
it's like a lot of effort.
See the lines above.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. That is true.
Yeah. You guys got it. I mean, a dance card is a card or object used by women to record the names of the gentlemen with whom they intend to dance each successive dance at a formal ball. It appears to have originated in the 18th century, but they first became widespread in 19th century Vienna. Especially the massive balls, which I love that phrase is here, during fasting before Lent. Maybe it's fasting. But that's just a anyway. According to the OED, the first published use of the term in English was in 1892. There's also a lovely picture of like a folding fan that someone had used as a dance card.
Which
is kind of cool. That's like the bedpost notching sort of thing. Like, you know,
I like that.
Yeah,
I would
think
love
that's great.
That. I wish that I need to go back and I wish I had one, honestly. Remember? Like one day you'd be like, look how many men wanted to smash.
Right.
You know, like that, like when you're older, that would be great. I would love that.
Yeah, you'd have this record and then you could go back there and go like, no. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And they were sometimes super fancy, so they were covered with jewels and precious metals and things.
My gosh.
So yeah, that's exciting. An exciting artifact of the patriarchy. Aren't we all happy about that? That's good. 3 points each. Good jobs. Good jobs. Okay. We have one topic left. And Christy, I think it's your turn.
I'll take that one.
Do you want that last topic?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Are you're confident?
I
in
am
your choice.
I am.
Okay. We're going to play Is It or Ain't It? So this is, I'm going to ask you if this is a real dance or a fake dance.
Okay.
That I have made up. Okay.
How many of these are there?
There are four.
Okay.
Number one, haka. Is that a real dance?
This is a real dance.
It is?
Yes. Haka's like getting really like popular, isn't it? Like,
I've never heard of it.
Isn't it the Samoan like?
Yeah, like
Hawaii,
Maori.
Yeah, Maori.
New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's New Zealand. You're right. Okay. Yeah, it's like a mourning like dance when people die.
And even for like getting psyched sports,
psyched.
I think too.
Yeah. I think it's cool. It's like fun. It looks really cathartic, honestly. Whenever I watch it, I'm like, this is amazing.
It's you seen Midsommar?
No,
okay.
Not yet.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It's like when she's screaming with the ladies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's very much like that, but a little less full-on
catharsis. But they have
catharsis.
To, like, it's like they, like, stick out their tongue and, like,
is it like the Charlie McDennis episode of It's Always Sunny where they're about to go into the board game?
Yes. I think they are doing haka, like, pretty much at that time. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That is exactly. Yeah. That's honestly, yes, exactly. You got it.
All right. I can picture it then.
And yes, it is a real dance.
Nice.
Good job, Christy. Shannon.
Yes.
Number two. Watergate. Is that a real dance or something I made up?
You made that up.
I did not. It's a real dance.
Watergate?
Yeah, Watergate. I'm going to look it up real fast.
Is it
Watergate?
Sorry.
Is it the Watergate of dances?
Watergate is another of the kind of hip-hop intro dances. So it's doing the back and forth. You just kind of shit. This is not good
that
for
was,
the medium.
That
dancing.
Was...
dancing is hard to demonstrate in audio.
It seems like it's hard to demonstrate in person as well.
No, I did not do anything good just now. It's a real dance,
all
though.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Huh. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Christy, Maniac Shuffle. Is that a real dance or something I made up?
something you made up.
Oh, shit. It sure is.
Yeah?
I did make that
up. I want it to be real.
The Maniac Shuffle. How, describe what it would be if it were real.
I feel like it's its own, like, it's just like the Cupid Shuffle, but, like, a lot more aggressive, you know? They're like, run to the left, to the left, to the left. Yell fast, 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 fast. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Yell! Like, and it's just, like, crazy. And but everyone does it. It's like a square dancing, but for people who can't dance. And or not square dancing, line dancing.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But like for dudes who wear tap out t-shirts.
We got tribal tattoos.
Yes.
We got Under Armour.
It's Cupid Shuffle for people who love MMA.
So there's a ball punching component that's prominent.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's the final move.
It results in moshing and ball punching.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Shannon, the St. Louis Shag. The St. Louis Shag.
I know that the Shag is a real dance, so I'm going to say yes.
It is. It is a real dance. Yeah, the St. Louis Shag is
real. I don't know what makes it St. Louis-y.
I mean, I assume it's either barbecue related or the Cardinals. I don't know.
What is a shag? Just a shag.
I don't know what the dance looks like, but I remember it was a movie in the 80s starring Annabelle Gish. And it was called Shag. And it was about a bunch of girls on a crazy spring break weekend, and they danced it out in the 60s.
Oh, I love it.
How many crazy girls on spring break weekends dancing were movies in the 80s?
A lot.
Oh,
like
90%? 90% of the movies in the 80s were girls on spring break dancing.
Yeah, honestly, I'm sad we didn't talk about Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh,
really?
Please take a few moments to talk about it. Let's talk about it.
I just recently saw it for the first time. I feel very deprived, but the dynamics of that show, the unrealistic
you got a
premise.
Young Shannon Doherty.
Yes.
Young Sarah Jessica Parker.
Young
Helen Hunt.
Yes. Young Helen Hunt is my favorite, probably.
She's the wacky one.
Uh-huh. You have people that are apparently really good at dancing, but most of the dancing, pretty basic. That they do for their audition.
And it presupposes a reality where like major public parks are just left for dance competitions that are somehow televised.
And everybody can just leave school so they can just audition for this dance thing. And then also when you get to the actual show, the set kind of looks like the Aggro Crag Guts from Nickelodeon, which is in the 90s.
Good
but
call.
It looks very much... Yeah. It looks like a paintball... arena that they're having this TV show in.
There's just a lot of smoke machines and lasers for some
like
reason.
Nets some for just draped on things and
because there's like a two-level thing and like the boy that she wanted to dance with that ditched her is like standing at the net like
and then there's they twirl. Oh my god. Anyways, watch it if you haven't. It is a treat. It is a real treat.
It might be the best dancing movie.
Well,
do girls just want to have fun? I think that's an important question for our time.
No.
No?
I just want you to listen and help let me cry.
All right.
I kind of want the opposite of fun.
I just want a nice night on the sofa.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Girls just want to veg out in front of Netflix.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not in a Netflix and chill kind of way. Like an actual.
Yeah, like just relaxing. Not with
That's what this girl wants.
Yeah, that is fun. Like that is fun. Watching a movie that like really gets like hits my emotional cords and like lets me like just get it out. That's so fun.
Have you seen?
So yes, I do just want to have fun.
Have you seen Brittany Runs a Marathon?
Yes,
did
I just talked about
it
today. Of course, I just talked about it today.
My wife and I watched it on New Year's Eve. I have not cried after a movie like this intensely in so long.
I cried.
And
I was
just
so
like,
self love is hard, and she does such a good job. I agree, man.
Because it's not like it's a perfect movie or even anything revolutionary, but the final like chords that they pluck are just like
the actual actress like went through transformation to do that movie, which is part of it, but it was very relatable.
It was a well done movie.
Good job.
It's dealing with economic
I literally talked to
problems.
Somebody about I said, have you seen this movie? You should see it. And it's in a group chat that I have called Girls Brunch, so we're bringing it all around to you guys.
Girls Brunch. Girls just want to have brunch.
Yes. Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah,
that is the real truth. Yes.
2 points, Christy. 1 point, Shannon. talk amongst yourselves for a moment. I'm going to add the scores up.
Okay. Hi, where's your favorite place to go to brunch?
Oh, man. I like the 20th Street Cafe. It's not really brunch, though. It's breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. A diner.
Cool. I've not been there.
I haven't do brunch in a while because I can't do day drunk anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't need to drink for brunch. I just need bacon and French toast. But I go to Zorba's on 13th and Elizabeth. And it's a Greek cafe, but their breakfast, it's just like Gracie Spoon breakfast. Ooh. Also, there's not usually a wait on the weekends.
Good to know.
I need to edit this out. I need to keep my secret.
I actually feel bad that I mentioned 20th Street Cafe because that's kind of my secret.
Don't do it. Steak.
Don't go to those places. You know what's really cool is waiting in line at Snooze.
Snooze
or Jelly or totally Syrup. All those places. Yeah. Any place named after
go
a
to
single
Denver Biscuit
component.
Company. You love it. You love it.
Lucille's.
Yep, perfect.
Yep, go to all those places.
Forget what we said.
They already have, if they've even listened this far.
They're probably just too busy dancing now. We've inspired them.
Yeah, they've put on Girls Just Want to Have Fun. They're like, you know what? I should get a dance competition going in my neighborhood.
I want to go watch that movie now.
Uh-huh. It's fun. I think it's like it's on all the streaming services
on Netflix
for free.
Or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. A good one. Hey, guys, I've got final scores.
Yay.
Wow.
Christy. You have won.
Yes!
With 23 and a half points. Shannon, you had 23 points. It was a very close game.
That was close.
Well done. So, Christy, do you have anything you'd like to plug as winner of the show?
I do. Thank you so much. Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram at Kabuchsy, Kabuchsy, for all my shows. I post them there. I also teach stand-up at Voodoo Comedy. If you would like to see what that's all about, you do not have to even understand stand-up or know if you want to keep doing it or anything. It can just be something you want to try for funsies.
You can probably even sit down on a stool when you do it.
Oh yeah, you don't have standing's not required. Yeah. That's definitely the weakest part of my stand-up game for sure. So
is it like a one-night class or is it
no,
like
no, it's a six-week class, 3 hours a week. And then you have a showcase at the end. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So you're going to go on a journey, guys. You're going to go on a journey with other people.
I really think I see big like transformations in people from the beginning to the end. It's really cool to watch, actually.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I really think just looking at your own unique story and practicing vulnerability and stage presence and stuff can be good for everyone. So I teach there, and then what else? I run a show once a month at New Image Brewing in Arvada. The next one's February 28th. That's such a fun one. It's a free show, but it fills up, so you have to get there early, but I bring in some really good acts for that, and then can always see me at Comedy Works usually once a week or so right. I'm all around town.
That's
great.
Yeah,
very cool. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank
this
you.
Has been a real pleasure, and a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet
I
you
hope
too.
That you'll come back.
Yeah, thank you for not murdering me.
Oh yeah, no. Hey, you're welcome. I should also say the same thing. I mean,
yeah,
it's always possible
true.
That inviting a stranger into any situation,
that's
you could have just been like, I have a machete, and that's
yeah,
it.
That's
yeah,
true.
We
that's
all
true.
Took a big risk, and look at us. I think it paid off, guys.
And isn't that what life is all about, listener? Is Let's, taking risks and finding out that the journey was worth it all along.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Life is a dance, you guys. Let's go. I'm trying to bring it back to this.
Yeah. Life is a dance, and we don't always know the steps, but you know what? We can follow each other's leads.
Woo!
Shannon, would you like to plug anything?
I'll plug Steno.
Yeah!
Co-working space where we are recording this podcast right
it's
now.
True.
And you could record a podcast here too.
You sure could.
Probably.
It's cool. There, it looks really good upstairs. This is awesome. There's a murder room if that's what your business is. Like, it's cool, guys. Yeah.
I mean, please don't actually murder anyone here. That would be weird if you rented a co-working space just to murder someone there.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
if you
not the
do,
best
like,
move.
be a Dexter about it. Like,
yeah, like
tarps,
clean up after yourself.
Yeah, you
okay?
need to be
this is a shared workplace.
Very careful. Leave no trace.
But yeah, Steno. If you're into that, stenodenver.com.
Thanks again, Christy, for
thank
being on the
you
show.
So much.
Yeah,
Shannon,
thank
you for being here as always. Listeners, thank you for listening. If you like this show, tell 9 people. You know 9 people. Tell 9 of them.
That's
tell 9
all.
Of the people you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, you probably like at least 9 people. You might not like 10, because I know we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
Social
getting,
media
getting
has
into the double
rifts.
Numbers is like too much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We live in small circles.
My dance
okay.
card is full after 9.
Oh, hey, yeah. bringing it back. Call back. So yeah, tell some people about the show. If you like it also, subscribe, rate and review us on whatever podcatcher you use. And you can also follow our social media at A Vague Idea Podcast on Instagram, at A Vague Idea Pod on Twitter. Or you can join the A Vague Idea Podcast online group thing on Facebook. We'll play Palm U Palm to Tear online this week, this last week, which will be 2 weeks ago, but you don't care about that. We played Palm U Palm de Trois, which is Apple or Star Apple with little baby Yoda. So that's fun, right? You guys need distractions during the workday. Otherwise, it's all just an endless hellscape. Thank you for listening. Thank you for checking it out. Be good to each other, and may God have mercy on your souls. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
A Vague Idea is written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page and sometimes John Peros. Information about topics often come from Wikipedia, so hey, why not donate a bit to that? All music and sound effects are Creative Commons public domain. If you like this podcast, tell a few people, and subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen. And if you happen to like reading science fiction, check out the small press I started with my friend Sean Brokowski. You can find Spaceboy books at readspaceboy.com.